Thick 92 East Coast Radio.
This is our Wednesday segment. Talk about all things money related. You ever find yourself in bed at night and you go down the rabbit hole that is Facebook and all the videos, and it's one after the other? I came across a video and I just have to share with you because it is the most relatable thing I've come across in such a long time.
It's a house that I pay mortgage for, but sadly, it's not real. We're currently in my fantasy land right now, the place where I dream of things that might have been.
Hi, I'm a man with a unicorn beard. Will you marry me?
Not right now, Gerald. This is my actual house that I rent. And the reason that I don't have financial security is small, rectangular, and plastic. No, I didn't blow my life savings on Lego. I'm talking about credit cards. All right, I know it's not the actual physical card's fault that I away my hard-earned cash into debt in my early 20s. I'm fully aware that it's got a lot to do with all the terrible decisions I've made, like this giant inflatable unicorn I bought for my non-existent pool. But damn, this little plastic hell portal has a lot to do with it.
All right, and then she goes on to like spill the tea, spit the facts, talking about how we fool ourselves into emergencies or things that we think are emergencies. You know, a flat tire, a speeding ticket. Those are things that you should actually have money for and not rely on your credit card. For me, it's always the damn shoes. The stupid shoes always stare at me. I was in the mall the other day and I'm so proud of myself because I just paid up this damn plastic rectangular thing. And then, you know, I've now moved cities and that means I need things. And you know what always gets me? A sale. I live for a sale. I bought these pots and that was like the cement in me moving to Durban, was buying pots. And I was looking for pots and the pots were on sale. Then, you know, you're in a store and there's a sale. You start feeling yourself. You swipe for the pots and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Ooh, maybe a scented candle. Ooh, it's on sale. I love those cups. I could see myself sipping my coffee in the morning. Always gets me. Found some interesting stats. The average South African owes 16,481 rands on their credit card account. Now, I actually would have thought that was a lot more. There's about, the average credit card limit in South Africa is about 30,752 rand. There are about 47 million credit card transactions per month in South Africa. And the things that most South Africans use their credit card on? Clothing. Of course, you gotta look happening. So we want to hear from you this afternoon, 061-792-9495. What is, I lost it, what is the one thing you rely on your credit card for, that thing that always stops you from just cancelling the card or actually just keeping it at a zero balance?
Vic, you know what you just said now, using your credit card for clothes, that is so me, I promise you. And I'm so huge into clothes that if I see something, even if it's really expensive, I would buy it. And I'm obsessed with clothes, and the sad thing is that half of my wardrobe, I don't even use half of the clothes that I bought. That's the worst thing. And another thing that I spend a lot of money and I use my credit card for is perfume. I love perfume. I love the expensive perfume, and it's crazy. Every time I think I can settle my credit card, never ever happens due to clothes and perfume. So those are two big reasons why I have a credit card. Maybe I need help in that department. Thanks, Beck. Have a great day.
I was saying like how sales always get me, but for me it's not clothes. The average South African spends most of their credit card on clothing and they're about 16,481 rands in debt. Not me. Me, I'm a sale. Like I told you, I needed to buy pots and then I was feeding myself and I was like, oh, I need a scented candle. Ooh, some bowls. Ooh, a nice little mug to drink my tea in the morning. Yes. And then 061-792-9495. Yo, Darren.
Hi, this is Darren here. Seems to be petrol for me.
Yes. I've done that a few times as well. All right, hit us up. What's the one thing you always rely on your credit card for, or that thing that stops you from just cancelling it?
I don't get to spend anything on my credit card. My wife seems to think the limit is actually a target.
I thought it was a target too. Yo, Sue, how are you doing?
Hi, Vic. How are you?
I'm very good. You have managed to do something pretty cool. Tell us.
Yes. So I have brought my credit card to a zero balance. And I must admit that the lockdown has definitely helped in that respect. Because I was quite a wild online shopper. Uh-huh. And yeah, online shopper. And whenever I could wanted to go for a holiday, it was easier to get airline tickets than to book holidays as a matter of convenience. But at some point, you need to realize the value of why you want the credit card.
And so cash is king.
Cash is king.
Pray tell your secrets. How did you zero your credit card and how have you not used it again?
Well, I have doubled up all the payments on my credit card, and because the interest rate was a little bit too high, and there was really no need to use it. There was just absolutely no need. So it's sitting at a zero balance. So,
how long has it been sitting on a zero balance for?
It's been sitting on a zero balance since April.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to call you up next week and be like, girl, what's the balance right now? Because, I mean, April's a long time. So you've managed to actually keep it at zero. And why aren't you closing it?
Well, as I said, it would be for emergencies. If I need, after lockdown, God only knows when that is going to be, when we can travel again. Mm. It's just a convenient way when you need to travel.
Okay, cool.
So, having that peace of mind is the best thing ever.
I love
it. I think that everybody should actually strive to do that. Because the one thing I've learned is if you buy compulsively just because you have the credit, it's just not good for yourself. Because lots of times you buy stuff and you don't even end up using it.
But you gotta treat yourself sometimes, Sue. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Let's hope that you keep that card on zero balance. Sue just paid up a credit card. That was our Money Matters this week.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.